that caused it to fail? LAB going to do their own stuff. That was it. That was the only reason. It was like, hey, the LAB's not here. Can't do it.
Well, I apologize.
The situation that they wanted, they prevented from happening by going off and going, all right, well, we're going to go do this stuff. And, oh, I'm sorry, we're doing this right now. I'm sorry, we can't.
The situation.
And you're just saying that, you saying that you came to us 2 months ago and going, we really want to start a second raid and we'll fill it with LOB and be a honey guy is untrue. You know why? Because 2 months ago, LOB had about 13 fucking people.
That was the point.
All right, that's not true. All right, you could 2 months ago you could not even feel the rail. In fact, I think even 3 weeks ago, I'm going to finish talking.
I will interrupt you. Don't interrupt me. With 15 or 20 LOB people, and then fill in the rest.
No, it wasn't. I was there. He spoke. Did he talk to you? Was he the one that came to you and said, "I want to do this"? No, he wasn't. All right, I was there. I was the person who was organizing this crap. All right, I wasn't the one. I'm not one of these people that are sitting off on the side hearing secondhand information. You didn't go to Melkor. You came to me.
Actually,
you came to me and you said, "I want to start a second raid, but we want to use Censored Goon system, but we want it to be exclusive to LOB and be a honey people." And I said, "No." It wasn't an issue, and we told you the same thing. We told the same thing to GCR people who wanted to do it. And we told the same thing to GS people who wanted to do it. So it's not, you making up this shit about, like, you wanting to form a second raid and go and do off on your own? No, we've been talking about for weeks wanting to do a second raid. We've tried to start second raids for the past weeks. But have we got any support for it? No. Has Run posted in the forums? Or even when Run and I believe a couple other people in their guild had the ability to post events on the old CG site, did they ever start a second Molten Core raid? No. Did they ever start a second Onyxia raid? No. They had the power, they had the ability, they had the go-ahead to go ahead and say, yes, you can do that.
Okay.
You had the power to do that. You still have the power to do that. Run was an admin. You know, he was like, I represent the guild. Run could have just come on in and said, guys, I'm starting a second raid. And we'd have been like, okay, well, you go, Run. Did he ever do it? Right. No, he didn't.
It would have been beyond that. That would have had open sign-ups. Open sign-ups. Like everything else. Please. Let me finish. It would have had open signups just like every other CG thing. And you know what? Legend of Birds and Bia Honey would have had equal opportunity to get on those raids. And, you know, if you would have told, you know, every guild knows 24 hours ahead of time when the signups are. You know, everybody can kind of camp the site and try to sign things up. You know, we were even going to consider, and this is still in discussion, but consider using some type of rotation method so that everybody gets an equal shot at going along. But that's probably something in the future. We got to work some other things out first.
The
opportunity was there, and you guys decided not to work with us.
All right. I'm not even remotely finished. Hollis is done. Go ahead, Hollis. I'm listening.
The other issue is, like, you brought up, Gendro, you brought up the DKP value system and how it can be abused. That is how it's abused, is if let's say, all right, I have 6 points right now, okay? Say, Goon Squad has 0 points.
Okay.
I go and raid with CG, and I immediately grab the first item I get. All right. The next raid I go on with the 40 people, the GS raid that I have 0 points on in a completely different system, and then I grab another item. I basically just went from one group to the next, and I just spread my points around as many raids as possible because I want to get as much loot as I can. And then I can just say, you know what? I'm already negative points on this raid. I'm okay negative on this raid. I'm going to go with them. And that's the point people are trying to make, is it's not an issue of you can go and do your own thing. It's an issue that you are going to do your own thing, you're getting loot, everything else. You're being exclusionary to, like, you're not saying this is, you know, this is LOB only, we're going to decide our loot on this matter, and we're going to decide it in this way, but we're still going to participate in your loot system, but when we're unhappy with our standing in your loot system, we're going to stay with our own.
I tell you what, as long as we were unhappy with your loot system to the point that we would want to raid elsewhere, by
and when did you
system,
bring the fucking issue up?
We would never
up?
Get any more positive, so we would never get to a positive number again if we were not raiding with you. And that's the point of the system, is that if you get negative, you have to raid more to come back from it. So it's not as if we were making some plan to, I don't know, earn points on our raids until we got positive in yours or something.
The point is, you just... Once you get in one system, it just splits them both. Is that you have more points. Which am I going to choose? I'm negative 50 with CD, but I'm only negative 25 with Goon Squad. There's an MC raid for Goon Squad that's Goon Squad only. And there's an MC raid for CG that's CG everybody. Which do you think I'm going to go on? You think I'm going to go on the raid that's negative 50? No, I'm going to go on the raid where I'm negative 25, where I have a better chance of getting loot. You also can play the odds, because if I'm negative 25 on a CG raid, but Joe Hens is negative 45, but he's not signing up this week. He's signing up on the GS raid this week, so that he'll be above me. So you can just look at who's signed up, and see who's going before you, and you can better place your chance of getting loot.
Alright, our goal here... first of all, I think maybe I have misrepresented what we were going for. We were not looking to have two separate raids of 15 birds on each. Our goal here is to include our members, our friends, in a single raid where we can all raid together. This would have been unfair to expect under the Censor Goon system. It would have been unfair to say, okay, we want to use your site for signups and earn points in your raid, but we don't want to include anyone else from any of the other whatever. With this goal in mind of including everyone who wanted to be included from our guilds, this was the option left to us. I mean, in fairness, we would have been bigger assholes if we said, hey, let us use your site and let us accrue points in your system and let us do all this, but you
but
can't.
But that was already said and asked for.
Well, I apologize.
Yeah, and, well, I mean, this That's is the other issues right that you bring up is, like, all these fucking issues, they were never brought up. Hell, you fucking bitched and moaned when, like, we didn't know what the fuck was going on. And we were like, alright, we don't know who this guy is. We're limiting it to Goon Squad, LOB, and Beyond. And you fought. You created a giant thread in order to get back into Censored Goon, only to fucking leave it 3 weeks later. What the fuck is that? What is that? What is that? I'm going to argue to go and raid so I can get fucking loot so that I can leave 3 weeks later?
All right.
Explain that to me.
These issues. Okay, you think that that had nothing to do with the ultimate decision? I mean, this and the fact that I was told straight up by Melkor. I mean, admittedly, I'm sure he was angry at the time, and I'm sure that there was better ways he could have phrased it or whatever, but Melkor told me directly, you're here on a whim, and I'm looking for a reason to ban you. Melkor, back me up on this so that people don't think that I'm just making this up.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's classic. Yes, I mean, I definitely did say that to Anak after the drama. I can't remember. It was after the drama issues, I believe.
The clown
that he
boat thing.
Created
yeah.
The clown boat thing. Correct. Well, it wasn't directly for the clown boat thing, but it was. You were an asshole in that thread, to be honest. So
okay, and occasionally I'm an asshole. However, I try to be calm and polite, and I try to express myself in a direct fashion. So what I'm telling you is, LOB can be a honey.
Fucking stop!
LOB and be a honey had reached a point where we were unable to get everyone included into raids with CG. We had the people who wanted to go. I mean, we had 12 people there, like a fourth of the people who were, you know, wanting to raid. It came down to Run and I had our members approaching us and saying, it's just not possible to get on these raids every week, you know, I have to work at the sign-up times, or my, you know, I just can't refresh fast enough, whatever. And we got together and said, you know, we have people who want to raid, I'm tired of not including our members. I mean, I'm tired of it. It's not as big of an issue for guilds such as Goon Squad or GCR, where you have you have a large number of members. You're not going to be able to reach this optimal solution where every single person who wants to raid gets to go, or even like all but two or three, which is honestly what we're looking at. On any given week, we can get everybody who wants to go in. We don't leave anyone out. We don't have to exclude anyone, or at the most, one person. I think that's our high. One person we had to leave out. And, you know, that's a lot more acceptable to us. A lot more acceptable to us than 12 out of, you know, 45, 50 people going. And
then if you guys wanted to do this, and you guys had plans to do this from the start,